I am Rob Korf. I live in Norbert, Missouri, and farm in that surrounding area. And I am, as of October 1st, I became the chairman of the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council.
All right. And Rob, remind us, for people who don't know where Norbert is, what area of the state you're in?
We're in kind of the north central, would be west of Kansas City, about 60 miles, and on the north side of the Missouri River.
All right. And we talked to you a couple of months ago when the flooding was kind of at its peak. How are things going since then? And how's harvest? And just kind of give us an update.
Well, we've kind of gone full circle from back in the first week of July when the river was running over the levee south of Norbert. And we had a tremendous sandbagging effort from a lot of people and different groups down there to stop the water and hold it back. And by some miracle of God, our levees in our area held. And we're actually having a pretty good harvest.
Okay, so where are you? Like, are you behind compared to last year? And how did it affect planting, too?
For the areas that were a little bit higher, on a little bit higher ground, the seepwater wasn't an issue, and everything was planted. And harvest is on track, and most of corn is done, and guys are getting started on beans pretty heavy. And if it stays dry in 2 weeks, harvest will probably be about over.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty surprised by the turnout so far, then.
We're all happy. The yields have been pretty respectable, given the weather we had. And like you said, if you go up or downstream very far, there were some levees that have broken, and some of our neighbors have been less fortunate in not having a crop this year. And my heart goes out to those people.
Do you have concerns about planting next year?
Well, we do. Our levees, like I said, they have not broken, so we're still protected. But there's some areas that need a lot of repair. And the river has gone down. It's down below flood stage now at the Waverly Gauge. And we're still letting some water out upstream. Hopefully they'll let enough out to be able to hold any major rainfall or snowpack events next year, and will not be another issue.
Are you still behind the efforts to get the Corps to change its, strategy?
Absolutely. The Missouri corn growers are working very hard to get the policy changed, working with our senators and representatives from across party lines unanimously to go up to the Corps and change the way they manage the system, so we can avoid these events in the future.
Okay. Anything else?
The Missouri Corn Merchandising Council had a great year last year, had a lot of efforts with NASCAR to promote ethanol and educate the audience and fan base of NASCAR on the benefits of a homegrown, clean-burning fuel like ethanol. We're also working hard with the St. Louis Cardinals and other strategic partners and commodity groups to promote farming and family farming and tell our story to let the consumers know that, that we're out here on the land, caring for our animals and the land, and doing our part to feed the world and fuel the world in a very environmentally and efficient manner. And also another event this year, we're starting the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council is working with some area people across the state that have local corn mazes to put up signs and give out information to educate and promote the use of corn to everyone that comes out to the corn mazes and reach that urban audience that we have a gap that seems to be there between the consumer and the farmer these days. We're trying to fill that void.
So if someone goes to your website, you'll have information about the corn mazes?
Yeah, that's for sure. If you go to mowcorn.org, you can go there and find out all the details about everything we're involved in and all the events we have planned.